When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
11:38, Thursday morning, here with The Invasion. Matt McLaren, Travis Mejia, glad to have you. We'll have our first look at the Los Angeles Chargers coming to town on Sunday, here in about 15 minutes or so. But as you just heard Donovan tell Norm, boy, music. And today, Travis has dirty Christmas songs.
I do. It's that time of the year, Matt, and you hear a lot of Christmas music, and you hear a lot of the same songs over and over and over. And I don't mind Christmas music as much as some do. And I like some of the deep cuts that elicit some different emotions. And that brings me to a list of songs that I've brought in today. And it was a really long list last night. But when I started digging into the lyrics of some of them, I really couldn't find good ways to play on a good, clean American family radio station like The Ticket.
I was going to say, what station are you describing?
So I sort of shed a few of them that were just a little too much. And in fact, one of the ones I brought in today, I'm really only going to play about the first 30 seconds of it, because the back half, most of it, just too many beeps. You wouldn't be able to understand what's going on. So we're adjusting here. But I've got four songs for you to entertain you, and if you've got a Christmas get together, maybe find these, throw them in the rotation, and just see how they play to the crowd on Christmas Eve, or maybe Christmas morning as you're opening presents, and just see how things may go. The first one that I brought for you is a song called "Santa's Secret" by Johnny Guarnieri. Guarnieri was a well-respected pianist in the 1940s and 50s. He was a jazz expert, an innovator at piano bars. He died of a heart attack at the age of 67. Had done a lot of work with Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, composed hundreds of songs and instrumental works. Now, this particular song, "Santa's Secret," I really couldn't find a ton of information on other than the song. But what I did find is it sounds like he was doing some work with a guy named, aptly named, Slam Stewart back in the 40s and 50s, which is just a solid, solid 1940s jazz name. And because what I found is that these two were involved in Santa's Secret, and that's the time they were working together. So I'm one and one and two together trying to make this work. But this is "Santa's Secret" by Johnny Guarnieri.
Yes, I have a very, very, very little secret. It's a kind of a thing that people should know about, because the snow will be falling and the cats will be bawling. Yeah, they're going to be knocking themselves out. You know the reason why? I'll tell you why. Yes, Santa Claus is smoking reefers. You didn't know that, did you? Santa Claus is smoking tea. He's so high in the sky, loaded all the time. He stays up there loaded for a year, comes on down. He's got the stuff for the kiddies. Yes, and the kiddies are hip nowadays. They ain't like the kiddies of yesterday. They like your father, my father. Yeah. The kids are jiving. They're hip, 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 hiving all the time. Charlie Bellow, he's fat and mellow, but he ain't the cat that you think it is. Yeah. Oh, Santa Claus is lighting up today.
All right, you can kind of fade it down.
Santa Claus is lighting up today. Oh yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Huh?
I know, and there's a lot of twish in there of that transatlantic accent.
Today. Oh yeah, that's what he's doing on the sleigh.
And so again, that was "Santa's Secret" by Johnny Guarnieri. I believe written and recorded sometime in the 1940s and 50s. Let's move ahead in time, shall we? And let's go to Backdoor Christmas and Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter, which released this as a single in 1968 from Atlantic Records. He was born blind in Montgomery, Alabama in 1936. He attended the Alabama School for the Blind in Talladega and Alabama State University in Montgomery, graduating in August of 1960 with a Bachelor of Science.
Was he a part of the Blind Boys of Alabama?
You know, not in my notes, but I feel like you can't rule it out, as he was a blind boy in Alabama. He charted a few songs early in his career in the late 60s. But
has to be.
You think he was one of
the... What was his name again?
He was Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter with an A. He charted in for a few songs in the top 10, top 20, and top 100 in the late 60s. Never really reached those same heights after that, though. Backdoor Santa has been re-recorded.
Yeah.
Or Backdoor Christmas has been re-recorded by several artists.
Backdoor Santa.
And one, you're going to I think even you will recognize the beginning of this song because it has shown up in one of the most famous Christmas samples of all time. So let's listen to Backdoor Christmas and or Backdoor Santa.
Not that chimney.
By Clarence Carter.
Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. They call me Backdoor Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him. But once a year. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But look at him. I come running with my presents every time you call me dear. Look at him. I keep some change in my pocket, chase the children at home. Give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no Santa I'll be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
This is a cool song.
Look, it's very cool. Cool sound. And if you recognize, that is the sample for Christmas in Hollis, which you have heard, no doubt. You may not know it from me just saying it, but it's Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis, and they sampled Backdoor Santa there
okay.
to create that song.
That seems crazy to me that that guy got really famous. He was not in the Blind Boys of Alabama, but they also went to the same school and at the same time.
Maybe he sang Backdoor Santa for him and they wouldn't let him in the Blind Boys of Alabama.
He might have been a little behind them, but still, it's interesting to think that that guy, who's obviously very well known, and the
right.
Blind Boys of Alabama are very well known, and they all went to that same blind school in Talladega.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have known if it was Talladega Nights or Day.
Okay. Moving on here, and we're going to move up in the timeline as well. An American rock band from Santa Barbara, California, California, formed in 1994.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This was formed by Perry Grip, Charlie Dennis, and Steve Sherlock. And this is Nerf Herder. They describe themselves as geek rock. And if you look a picture of them, they're nailing that. They're nailing that right there. They're known for their simple punk rock style, frequently humorous juvenile pop culture references. And this is the one that I think should only be about 40 seconds long because I could not figure out a way to get the back half of this song in here. But this is Nerf Herder's I've Got a Boner for Christmas.
Mend up your stocking hole, 'cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas.
Oh,
Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I got a boner for Christmas.
Dude, that is hardcore Southern California punk, and in the 90s,
it's like
that's Green Day, Blink 182, some of those other bands like that from Southern California at that time. That is nuts.
A little bit higher, actually.
Well, it's like what was it? Blink 182 had that holiday song where it's like it's Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two presents. Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two blinking presents.
Well, let's stick around the more modern era here as we wrap up inappropriate Christmas songs. And this is, this one, I believe, we won't play the whole thing. And I think I got up to day 8 because this one's modeled after the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
And this is an Afro Man classic from, Because I Got High fame.
Okay. Okay.
Briefly, a 2024 presidential candidate as well. Well, Afro Man released a full Christmas album in 2006, A Cult 45 Christmas, and this is the 12 J's of Christmas.
All right.
I'll tell you about the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, hey, tell them about Christmas, real Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, the police sent to me the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, the police sent to me two black guys and the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, the police sent to me three bench warrants, two black guys and the SWAT team in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, Mr. Police sent to me four cops calling our cars, three bench warrants, two black guys, and a SWAT team in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the police sent to me 5 years in a pinch.
Four cops calling our cars. All right, that is 12 J's of Christmas as we have explored some inappropriate but appropriate Christmas classics that you can add into your rotation this